Yeah, no, I am.
Okay.
Now I'm turning on. Okay. Good morning. I call the December 23rd meeting 2019 of the Board of Supervisors to order, and would anyone care to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sorry, my mouth is dry this morning. Okay, so I'd like to have a adoption of the agenda. That
sure.
Were moved. Second. Hedden?
Aye.
Olson? Aye. Okay, this is the time for public comment number one. Seeing no one from the public in the audience, would staff have anything they'd like to comment on? No? All right, we'll move right along to consideration of the minutes. Take a motion, or
I move consideration of the December 17th minutes as presented.
I'll second that. Hedden?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Okay. Personnel actions.
I move approval of personnel actions as presented.
I second. Hedden?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Okay. Consideration of claims for this week.
I move approval of the December 26, 2019 claims.
I second. Hedden?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
And now the consent agenda.
I move approval of the consent agenda as presented.
I'll second that. Hedden?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Just sit around here. Okay. And now we're here to public forum number two. And not seeing any members of the public enter in the last 15 to 20 seconds. I'll make one final call. No, that's it. Okay, we don't have on this agenda, but there normally would be time if any of the supervisors would like to make comment or bring us up to date on anything.
Oh gosh, I'm just trying to think some of the committees that I was on just last week. I do know that the Boost Committee, the Process Committee met and will be reviewing for applications and hiring for a new executive director that will get posted probably in February. It's been kind of the discussion. We don't have that all finalized yet. And then the CICS region met as well last week, and still moving forward on those activities. And I'll have more to update probably at our next meeting.
Okay.
Regarding the region.
Thank you. I have two updates. The first one has to do with the Workforce Development Boards in WIOA. The appeal was upheld. We got that notice, I believe it was just last Friday. What that means is the six regions will stand for now. So from our standpoint, we will be in then with what are considered the Golden Circle or the Coastal Vision Corridor ones. There will be only eight in our region instead of 11. I still will be chief lead elected official, and there will be still probably a new 2080 to have to sign, given some requests from some of those other counties. The other thing is that the HRDA board met, or the HRDA executive board met last Thursday, and we have drafted a letter, which is being circulated and approved today, that will go out to the communities of six of the seven counties in HRDA. Communities, cities in Story County will not receive the letter. And the letter is asking for the cities to begin to contribute funds toward the operation of HRDA. Story County has pulled its weight this year in trying to help CERTA figure out, or HRDA long-term, what is going to be the solutions. We funded for our share of some extra bus money that has come up. We pay through the asset process $109,000 right now, which means our cities and citizens are already contributing through the general fund levy. And so the decision was made that, as our chair of the HRDA board said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know, then don't try to fix it. So while we have our own needs here with HRDA in the county, having to do mostly with expansion of services that we need, which will be a separate conversation, the cities in the other six counties are receiving letters that will should be in their hands by December 30th asking them to contribute $2 per capita toward HRDA or giving them a levy suggestion. And there is a section in Iowa code that allows cities, doesn't mention counties, but allows cities to go ahead and create a levy for through their general fund at specifically for transportation.
Great. Thanks for the update.
Yes. Okay. And the only other thing is I've just been informed by our clerk that on our organizational meeting on January 2nd, Auditor Lucy Martin will be giving us a presentation on what our options will be in filling a soon-to-be vacant, I guess as of February 7th, vacant county attorney position. County Attorney Jessica Reynolds has notified the auditor and the board that she is leaving to accept a position in the state attorney general's office. So then, of course, we've already received queries about what are our options with that. So I'm looking forward to that presentation. And if there's nothing else, I'm going to remind everyone as of January 1st, building now closes at 4:30, our normal office hours for administration building and also the human services campus over in Ames will be 4:30, not 5 o'clock for the closing time, so 8 to 4:30.
So, and I just want to remind folks that we are closed tomorrow and Wednesday for the holiday, and with that, I move to adjourn.
Sounds good. I'll second that. Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Boy, sorry.
Thank you.